Alastair Chisholm has arrived in the studio, the mayor of Dorchester. He's going to be talking to me in about 15 minutes' time, if that's all right. He's arrived soaking wet, I've got to say. The mayor is soaking wet. I feel you ought to have an entourage, you know.
There should be, shouldn't there? There should be umbrella carriers.
I think so, yeah. Yes. Why haven't you got an entourage like the royal family?
Yeah.
Because you're almost royalty, aren't you? So, we welcome the mayor of Dorchester into the studio today, and a good friend of Keep 106 because he's one of the directors, and of course, he's mostly known as the town crier of Dorchester for how many years?
Well, apparently it's 27.
Wow.
Which I think is more than a generation. I'm not quite sure what a generation is. Is it 20, 25, something like that? But it's a long time.
That's a long time. Alastair Chisholm, welcome to Keep 106 once again. Now, you're no stranger to these studios, obviously.
Not at all. But I noticed you're wearing your glasses, Rob, and this always rather worries me.
Well, I haven't got any questions rehearsed. Now, last night was your last official town cry.
It was indeed.
How did it go? Because it wasn't a good evening, was it, as far as the weather went?
It did finish up dry around midnight, although it had been rather like today, a rather wet and grisly sort of day. But I was touched by the number of people who attended. I mean, I'm sure they just squeezed out of
your
a pub.
Your fame
and went
goes
back in.
Before you.
Well,
well
I don't
they
know,
maybe but did, but that doesn't matter, does it, really?
No, but
they turned out
no,
for you.
No, they turned out, and I was very touched by that. And quite a lot of them, of course, can be, they can be 27 years old, but they remember when they were a kid, when I was the town crier or doing a ghost walk or something. And, yeah, it was good. And it was a good ending to my time as town crier. And I was happy with what I cried, which is...
Now, I was going to ask you if you brought your cry with you.
Yeah, well, it's as true now as it was 27 years ago, and hopefully it might get better.
So this is your final cry?
So this is my final cry, yes. So I said, after 27 years of crying on the street, I'm now retiring because I'm wobbly on my feet. It's time to pass on this traditional role to someone new who our town can extol. Somebody who's proud of both the town and its folk, a person who can be serious, but also likes a joke. Man or woman, it matters not a jot. Just tell the town council what you've got. And that will start, obviously, in the new year. Yeah, that wasn't the New Year cry, was it? That was a cry
all
about...
That's the one for recruiting your replacement.
That's the one for recruiting, yes.
Auditions are going to be underway soon, are they?
Well, we'll see what the response is. But yes, at the end of the day, there'll be an audition and we'll decide who has a job.
We'll tell people how to apply in a minute, obviously, to the town council you've mentioned.
I can think of lots of people in the town
Can we have your last night's cry?
So last night's cry was the one I should have read just now. Oh yay, oh yay, oh. 2023 is over. Let's kick it in the bin, for a whole new year is about to begin. We're all part of the same human race, and together we can meet all the challenges we face. Let's respect our differences, but let them not hold sway. It's what we have in common will ensure we win the day. So you see, I mean, that's an eternal message,
excellent.
Isn't it?
Yes, it
it's
is.
Eternal message.
It's just as poignant now as it's ever been, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I mean, I do firmly believe in that. If we can focus on what we share, then there's hope. If we keep exploiting and exaggerating differences, then,
do you think the press are guilty of that, it's making it worse, if you like.
I think it's worth bearing in mind when you read any part of the media, really, how independent are they and how objective is the story you're getting. This, of course, doesn't apply to Keep 106, which is notorious.
Well, we just like to be balanced, don't we?
Well, it's balance, isn't it? And yes, there's always another side. Somebody once wrote, isn't it, we dance round in a ring and suppose the truth sits in the middle and knows. And so all we can do is go as far around that circle to get as many different views and opinions as possible and then draw our own conclusions. But, yeah, you've got to chase the truth, haven't you?
So, what next for... I'll tell you what, before I ask you that question, what next for Alastair Chisholm? Tell us a bit about your history. What's your background? Before you became town crier and a councillor and mayor currently, what did you get up to?
Well, I've done odd bits of teaching, and I was for many years what the Americans call a tour manager. And I didn't realise that there was their grand title for a courier. And so I spent several years going around the British Isles and indeed other parts of the world with groups of Americans, and was introducing them to countries, but often using local guides, because there's nobody quite like a local, that actually knows and has a passion for wherever it is they're taking you around. So I did that for a while. And then I came to Dorset. And discovered, of course, all the delights of the county, and thought there's no point in going anywhere else.
You truly fell in love with the place, really?
Oh, absolutely. And then when I first came to Dorchester, I think I'm right in saying, I asked several people, well, where's Thomas Hardy's house? And they said, well, I think it's over towards the Trumpet Major. I'm not quite sure. And I'm thinking, you know, if you were in Stratford-on-Avon and you asked somebody, where's Shakespeare's house, they'd all know, wouldn't they? And I thought, you know, well, you've got an amazing story here. You should be making more of it. And I think we're beginning to do that.
I think we've done a bit of that. And, of course, now there's the Jurassic Coast as well.
Absolutely. We are spoilt, aren't we, with treasures. We really are. We are making progress. And I think this town is deserving of the visitors it gets. And as long as we keep running exciting events, which everybody can enjoy, whether they're old or young, etc., etc., then I think we can make a mark on not only giving pleasure to to our residents, but also offer something rather spectacular for people who are visiting.
Now, Mr. Chisholm, Mr. Mayor, sorry, Mr. Mayor, I've got to address
you. Your worship, properly. You could say.
Your worship, the mayor, yeah. What does the future hold for you? Because you're giving up local politics soon.
I am indeed. I'm not standing in the elections in May. I mean, obviously, I continue to have an interest in the town and its future. And there's some big issues coming up, as you mentioned, you know, Norchester and all that sort of thing. So I will continue to be, to be active in the best interests of the town and its people. One of the things I have in mind, how far I get with it, I don't know, but when you think of perhaps a number of past councillors or, presidents, chairmen of organisations, between them, they have an enormous amount of experience. And then you have groups running who haven't been where they are and they're looking for advice. And I'm thinking, in the same way as you have, the House of, it sounds a bit grand, the House of Lords, which looks at legislation coming up from the Commons and very often amends it and improves it because of their experience and knowledge. Might it not be useful, I'm not saying they should have legislative power, but to pass some things through, as it were, a group of elders.
Or like an advisory committee.
Well, that sort of thing. I mean, and you don't have to, change it. But just listen and share the experience that you have and try and help people avoid pitfalls. And they say, well, I knew that was going to happen. If you'd spoken to me, I could have. That sort of thing. It would be useful, wouldn't it? So that's a possibility.
Certainly would. That's a good idea. Now, so retirement for you. You've always been pretty active. You're going to continue as a director of Keep 106 because we've appreciated your services to it. You've done a lot on fundraising behind the scenes, haven't you?
Well, I think it's a very important part of the community, and it reaches out, obviously right across the town, but even further. And I think it has a tremendous future, and I would like to continue to be involved in it. And since I've been using my voice, Town Crying, maybe I should do a bit more on radio. But I would like to continue.
I enjoyed your cracker
role.
Jokes with Steve. Some of them are pretty dire, but I enjoyed your cracker jokes.
I think we associate that with Christmas, and you really poor jokes. But anyway, they're fun, aren't they? And you do, you don't chortle, you just sort of wince.
Well, it occurs to me, maybe you could do a series for us on Dorchester and surrounding history, because you are very interested in the history of the town and its surrounds, aren't you?
It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, I know, as do many people listening, that the town has a fascinating story. But I suppose as a tour guide, one of the most important elements of that as a job is the way in which you actually present the information. It's jolly good if the information can be correct. That's, you know, that's pretty important. But it's also where you wrap it and how you present it. And if you can do that with a controlled passion or whatever, and create some of the atmosphere that surrounds some of the stories, then I think people can't fail to be interested and want to listen.
I think you're absolutely right. That sounds really interesting. Now, did you get a big round of applause yesterday after your last cry?
It was very interesting because I timed the cry, because you try, don't you, to sort of finish as the clock strikes midnight. But there was they all joined in the oh yeas, which so that took twice as long as normal, and they were sort of cheering throughout the thing. But it was it was a lot of fun, and there was a lot of audience participation, which is fair enough. I mean, they've come out on a at midnight, for goodness sake, on a Sunday, and they're going to make themselves heard, and jolly good too. It was wonderful. It was really good.
Good, but briefly. Mr. Mayor. I keep getting it wrong, don't I?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we've been friends for so many years.
It's interesting. I was called Lord Mayor once on the television. That's a bit...
That's very nice.
That's only for cities, isn't it? Yeah. So we're not... I'm just the Mayor.
Okay. Well, Mr. Mayor.
Very good.
How do people go about applying to become the next town crier?
I would think the first move is to write to the town council, and that can be to the town clerk, if you want to, Steve Newman, and express an interest and perhaps give a clue as to why, what it is about the role that you think, would suit you, or why you're the right sort of person for it. I'm very anxious that... I mean, I'm very concerned that people don't sort of, this is a terribly important... You've got to be very pompous and proper. For goodness sake, if... You've got to enjoy doing it. It's
well, you've
fun.
Always been fun as town crier.
Absolutely.
You've made it fun, and your cries are always, amusing too.
Yeah, it's important. You've got to have fun, and it's like the job you do, Rob. I mean, you love doing it. This is sort of second nature to you, isn't it? If you weren't doing this, I don't know what, you wouldn't be repairing bicycles, would you? Because you're not that interested in it. And you enjoy it, and that's obvious in the way you present your programme. And whoever becomes town crier must enjoy it. And will enjoy it if it's the right person, because it can be a most enjoyable task.
Well, Mr. Mayor, on behalf of everybody, I'm sure all our listeners are thinking the same thing, especially all those residents of Dorchester and the immediate surrounding area. Thank you very much for all those years of service as town crier. And can I wish you a very, and your partner, a very happy new year for 2024, and enjoy your retirement.
I most certainly shall, and a very happy new year to all your listeners, Rob.